Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are chatting with Jordan Roybern, founder and editor of The Daily Gold. And Jordan, we're going to chat about gold because, hey, there is some positive moves that are happening in the gold sector. And these positive moves by gold really started or picked up steam just after the Fed's recent meeting and their start, or at least announcing starting of tapering this month. Gold at the tail end of last week was up about, I think, $50 in the last 2 days of trading, started off this week strong. And even today, gold did run to a high of about 1866, has faded a little bit from that level, now sitting right around, let's say, 1845. Either way, gold does have this uptrend. What is your outlook for gold here ever since, again, the momentum really started to pick up steam about halfway through last week?
Yeah, Corey, I mean, coming into the week, I wrote to my subscribers that I think we had gold around 1820 or just below, and we had the mining stock indices had about 3 or 4% upside to the 200-day moving averages, you know, depending on GDX, GDXJ, whichever of those you want to look at. And gold had 1% upside to 1835. So that's a very significant level. Gold has gone through that. So we're seeing pretty good moves in the market. Silver is trying to break out of a legitimate inverse head and shoulders bottom. It needs to be proven to me that that breakout can carry all the way to $28, which is the measured upside target. So that's a pretty significant move if silver is able to trade up all the way to 28. I'm a little skeptical of that. And gold has significant resistance at 1900, regardless of what chart you look at. But especially if you look at weekly, monthly, and quarterly. So I think you said gold nearly got to 1870 earlier today. So 1900 is very significant resistance. I'd be really surprised if the market was able to trade through that. We're still a long way from the end of the month. So the monthly close will be significant. There's monthly resistance, I think, at 1820, 1825. So we have to see if gold can close about above that level. And if it's able to do that, you know, that's going to be significant. But if gold can rally up to 1900, that's significant because it's major resistance. And the fact that it's already rallied up to it a couple times, and, you know, we traded down to 1675 twice. So rallying up to 1900 again would be a really, really good sign. You know, it's good to look at all scenarios. The only thing that could derail this is if we see huge selling come in and then we see gold close the month below 1820, 1825. I mean, that would be disheartening, which is still a possibility just because there's a lot of, we have 3 weeks left of the month. So that's also something to watch over the coming weeks. But hey, it's definitely better than not that we've been able to close above 1835. And, you know, one other thing, gold against foreign currencies today, I mean, depending on where it closes, it could be at a new 52-week high. So that was starting to show at the end of last week. And so that's a very good sign because we typically, throughout gold's history, gold against foreign currencies leads the gold price. So it's leading it again. And really the only issue here is the stock market. Gold against the stock market remains weak. But fact of the matter is, if the market can hold these gains into month's end, then that's going to be the missing link between, you know, gold having a real up leg next year and challenging to break to new all-time highs. I mean, that's the thing that's left is gold outperforming the stock market. So that's where we are right now.
Well, Jordan, at least today, gold is outperforming the stock market with most of the major indexes down on the big inflation concerns. The CPI numbers came in this morning and it roiled some markets, sending them down. It came in at 6.2% for the inflation. But then gold, the dollar, a couple other safe havens have actually rallied. So it could be that other people are starting to wake up to the fact that, hey, this inflation is not transitory. But one thing that's concerning I wanted to ask you about is while we are seeing gold and silver up, you know, marginally today, and they were up more earlier, it has been faded throughout the day. And the mining stocks have also faded throughout the day. Do you think it's just a short-term sugar high, or do you think that it's just key from a technical basis that we are closing over that 1835, 1840 level and putting in a close there? What do you take away from the fade that we've seen throughout today on this pop?
It's better than not that we've been able to close above 1835, or at least we will today. But still, I mean, you look at the weekly chart, I think there's 1830, 1835 as resistance. So that's the first test. Can gold hold these gains into next week? And then, as I said, you know, the monthly chart, there's still 3 weeks left of the month. And if we're looking at the net spec position in gold, I wrote an article on this last Friday. There's not, you know, these sentiment indicators for gold, they're not at levels where gold's going to start like a $200 move to the upside. Yes, gold has enough room where it can probably reach 1900, but there's still, I mean, that's going to require more time to back and fill and basically get more speculators out of the market, whether it's through a correction in time or a correction in price. You know, you could generally say in recent months, it's been through time rather than price. So that's also a scenario. But yeah, for me, I think it's a little disappointing that miners have underperformed this move and that gold, you know, the gains have faded. But to me, the bigger concern is where is gold going to close this week and where is gold going to close this month? So unless we get some indications elsewhere, we have to be cautious about that. We can't just say, oh, well, it's broken 1830. It's going to go all in, you know, time to go all in. We have to, you know, and that may be fine, but, you know, we have to see how gold closes the week and the month to really give confirmation that the correction is over and that it's, you know, going to be trading in the upper range rather than the lower range of the correction.
So, Jordan, real quick, I want you to comment on this environment that we're seeing today. And it's actually been a bit of a trend here is that the U.S. dollar, it's not breaking down. It's actually arguably breaking out today as the dollar is closing in on that 95 level on the dollar index. That would be the highest trading level of the year. And the dollar is actually breaking out of some moving averages as well. And that's also in the face of gold moving higher. To Shad's point, could be more of a safe haven move, but usually when we see inflation, we see the dollar moving down. That does usually help gold. Bit of a different environment here. What's your takeaway from this trading action?
I don't have a real, I mean, I'm not real keen on it yet, but I would go to the rate hike question. And if we look at the history of the dollar, now it's a better indicator with gold and gold stocks, the Fed hiking rates, the market putting in a significant low. But at the same time, when that happens, typically you get a peak in the dollar. So to me, I think if the Fed is going to hike rates in the next, you know, 6 or 8 months, that would be the time I'd look for the dollar to possibly put in a peak and roll over the other way. So that's my thought on the dollar. I mean, the price action is good. And it's interesting because, I mean, as I said, gold against foreign currencies trading around or at new 52-week high today. And, you know, commodity prices against foreign currencies, I don't have that data for commodity prices. If we're just looking at the, you know, a balanced view of the prices, I don't have that data handy, but what I'm trying to say is commodity prices have done really well in the face of the dollar going up. So that's also interesting. But that's my thought on the dollar is it could remain strong until the Fed actually does the hike.
That's an interesting take on it, Jordan. It is somewhat counterintuitive, but it does make sense. I just want to go back and circle back around to something you had said, you know, a little while ago at the beginning of this call about there's the potential for silver to also have that inverse head and shoulders pattern. We had brought on a technician at the end of last week that had noted that and said for him to see confirmation, he wants to see a close above 2494. You had mentioned it could have an upside target of 28. Do you think we need to see that on a close above, let's just say 25, a close above that on a weekly basis for it to be valid, or can it be valid on a daily basis? How do you look at it when you see these chart patterns? And then, you know, how did you come up with the upside target of 28 from that inverse head and shoulders?
Well, to come up with the targets, you measure the neckline, which is basically, you know, you look at the where the first head you look at where that rally went, you know, and then it comes down, or the first shoulder, that rallies up to a certain point, then it comes back down, and for the right shoulder, it rallies up to a similar level, and so you draw the neckline in those spots. So I think looking at it, and you could just look at like intraday levels or where silver closed, you know, I forget what I was looking at, but I was looking at something in the high 24s and something in the mid to upper 21s, you know, a little more than $3 of upside. And that takes you to about 28. I mean, I think we would, I don't, you know, recall, I'm less keen on that weekly and monthly chart in silver, but from a daily and weekly perspective, I mean, either way, I would want to see a real strong white candle, like one or two strong white candles. I mean, silver's breaking above it today. You know, maybe it comes back or just kind of sits there for a couple days. But at some point, we would like to see like a real strong white candle, or maybe it's up a dollar, it's up 75 cents, something like that. That would show that there's enough buying in place to push this up to 28. So that's my concern. But we are seeing head and shoulder patterns. They're more evident in silver and some of the silver stocks, but we're seeing some of those in the gold stock indices. They're just a little, the way they look, it's a little different. So there's viable head and shoulder patterns across the sector, and it'll be interesting to see, you know, can they eventually fulfill these upside targets? I mean, I would have said a couple of days ago, I would have said if gold breaks above 1835, yes. But as you noted, I mean, gold, it's 1850, and then some of these indices are up only, you know, 1.5-2%. So then I question, well, if gold's best case is 1900, what, you know, how much more upside will these stocks have? But you know, that's we can worry about that another day if the market still trends higher. It's still a good thing if gold is able to close the week above 1835 and trade up to 1900. That's still a good thing regardless of how the stocks perform. It just might need, you know, the larger 16-month consolidation, it still needs more time. If we're looking at volatility indicators, it needs more time before the market can really explode. But the fact that, you know, the support levels for gold are in the low 1800s, if gold can rally up to 1900, then 1820 and that area becomes a floor, and then gold can base above the moving averages. That's when you have a real bullish consolidation.
So Jordan, what about if we drive down into some of the exploration plays? Because that's still a mixed bag in terms of stocks that are up. It still seems to be a handful, maybe a dozen stocks that continue to outperform the market and break many of them to some all-time highs, or at least close back in on those. But there's a lot of exploration plays that are lagging and unfortunately starting to run out of money too. What are you watching when it comes to the exploration front?
I mean, I'm looking at, I don't know if this is this is an indirect answer to your question, but I'm intrigued by some optionality plays where the company has lots of ounces. It's trading at an excellent valuation because of the correction. So I think there's some opportunity in those names, potentially. And I mean, I think generally in exploration, when we see gold make a monthly close above 1900, I mean, that's a real breakout. And I think that would be the time when you get outside capital coming into the sector, and then it would trickle down to most exploration companies. So I think 1900 is really the key level. You know, if gold can do a monthly close above 1900, then the market will, I mean, there will be a good backstop there and a lot of just more money coming into the sector, and it'll ultimately trickle down to exploration companies. But you know, the nice thing about these exploration companies is they lag all the time as a group. So you know, that can, they become a much better value when they're in a market where if gold has closed above 1900, I mean, they're a much better value because you're looking and thinking that gold is close to its next major leg higher, yet these exploration stocks have not even moved yet. So that's the real opportunity. Whereas in recent months, it's been too much of an issue because you don't know if the correction is going to last another 12 months or 6 months or 8 months, and you still have to raise money. So that's how I look at the exploration stocks.
All right, Jordan, we're going to wrap it up here. But you know what? It is another positive day for gold and a number of the gold stocks. So it's been a run now, and it feels like we haven't been on a run this long, even though it's, I think, maybe a week long in quite a while. So as you said, the weekly close is going to be critical, but then even more so the monthly close. And we're still early on in this month, so let's see where we move from here. But a lot of these moves recently, I think we can all agree, have been driven by a lot of those that inflation data. And hey, it looks like inflation is continuing at high levels and even picking up. So that could continue to be a nice driver for the precious metals. Jordan, thanks as always for your time, buddy. We'll post a link to your website below, and we'll chat again next week.